what happened in Arkansas, and it's a very complex situation, but in situations like this where you see extreme cold weather, especially in light of the fact that many generating plants have been shut down over the last few years. Now, again, we don't own generation. We just buy it. And a lot of the plants during that cold snap were off for emergency maintenance, or the gas wells were frozen. Just a perfect storm that led to enormous cost in fuel to run those plants. And that fuel cost is spread between all electric energy users in the state. As far as the co-ops, all 17 co-ops will have to share in about $100 million in fuel costs. And our share of that's about $6 million. That's going to be spread over 9 months beginning April 1st. And, we're just